Blog Talk Radio.
Well, howdy there, everyone. Armin Duper here again, and welcome to my life coaching radio show. And today I'm going to switch it up a little bit, do a little different. As I mentioned last week, is that the next chapter in the book is actually food, but we're going to skip that chapter and come back to it next week, and here's why we're going to do that. Because instead I'm going to play the audio of chapter 6, actually, instead of 5, which is really the second chapter on the mind. And the reason for that is that because, you know, starting tomorrow or into December and the holidays are coming. And what happens is that usually with the holidays, you know, most people, they you know, you look at the holidays with pleasure and also with trepidation, if you will. And because so many people gain so much weight over the holidays and then come January, you're struggling to lose the weight you gained on the holidays, let alone, the weight you had on before. And so today I'm going to play the chapter, second chapter on the mind. If you haven't listened to the first chapter on the mind, which is actually chapter 3 that was done, I think, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever. And, you know, you should watch, go listen to that one also, simply because there's some basic fundamentals there that I'm not going to be covering in this chapter here. So anyway, the call-in number, if you want to ask questions live, the call-in number is 563-999-3004, and that's the number to call in. You can ask your questions live on air, and that's 563-999-3004. And I won't answer any questions while the audio is playing, but it's not very long. It's only just over 12 minutes, so it's not very long, and then we're going to discuss it, and then I'll be open to questions also. So without further ado, let's go listen to the chapter. Sit back, relax, and close your eyes and really listen to what it is that I'm trying to tell you, because the two chapters on the mind are the most important aspects of my book, the book How to Lose Weight the Lazy Way. And it is the most important aspect of losing your weight easily and keeping it off. So both those issues, I mean, look, weight loss is hard. Why? Simply because you're doing the wrong thing. It's as simple as that. You learn to do the right thing, and you'll have results that you can measure every week. So without further ado, I'm going to play the audio here. Again, the number is 563-999-3004. And here we go with the next chapter. Chapter 6, Changing Your Lifestyle the Lazy Way. Now, in our last chapter, we talked about food. And the big secret here is to make small changes in your diet over time. But first, make the change in your subconscious mind. And don't concern yourself with trying to do it on a physical level, because that's the hard way, and we want to do it the lazy way. The first law of dietless slimming is, you are and you always will be at the ideal weight for your present lifestyle. I mean, that's the bottom line. So of course the solution is to change your lifestyle, which is what we've been starting to do, because the whole idea is not to try to go from eating total crap to eating healthy foods just like that. Because it ain't going to happen. The idea is to make those small changes over time. That's the secret to the whole thing. But the biggest secret of all is that you need to make the change in your consciousness before you even attempt to do it on a physical basis. Let me repeat that. The biggest secret of all is that you need to make the change in your consciousness before you even attempt to do it on a physical basis. That's the bottom line. Now, in our first chapter on the mind, we talked about making your movie and bringing that movie down into your subconscious mind by falling asleep with it. The only drawback is that you can only use that sleep technique for one thing at a time. Yet you can relax, because in this chapter, we are going to take the IntelliKey teachings to the next level, where you can have multiple goals in your movie at the same time. But first, you need to understand what is going on inside your mind as you begin to tap into your power. Understanding your brainwaves. Every day, you go through four basic brainwave cycles, if everything is working properly, that is. We have the beta, alpha, theta, and delta. During the day, most people are functioning in the beta range, somewhere around 21 hertz. However, when you go to sleep at night, most people will fall asleep somewhere around 14 hertz. That's when you lose consciousness. I like to call it the BOP, blink out point. Here's why that is so important. Let's go back to your movie. And as you run your movie of the new you in your mind, remember that in your movie, your goal is already accomplished. You are slim. Life is always going to be a battle between can you think more positive thoughts than negative thoughts during the day? Because your dominant thoughts are creating the new future you. So you run your movie once, and the movie does not have to be very long. It could be 15 or 20 seconds. And we'll give it a value of 1 because you did it once. However, here I'm assuming that you are in your normal awake state, and so your brain waves are probably somewhere around 21 hertz. However, running the exact same movie at 19 hertz, for example, for the same exact amount of time, the power of your movie might now be worth 10. But if you were at 17 hertz, your movie might be worth 50. And as you run your movie at 15 hertz, it might be worth 350. And I just pulled those numbers out of my hat for you to understand this very powerful principle, which is, as you are learning to function consciously at lower and lower brainwave frequencies, the power of your movie grows exponentially. We could say that the power of your mind grows exponentially, but that's not entirely true. Your ability to use your mind is what has grown exponentially. Now do you see why what you hold in your mind as you fall asleep around 14 hertz is so important? As a side note here, that is why relationship counselors tell couples to never go to sleep in an argument, because that creates more arguments as you are programming your subconscious mind to argue. So let's say that you were able to stay awake at 12 hertz. Now, your movie is exponentially more powerful, and more importantly, you can now put in as many elements in your movie as you wish, but I recommend keeping it to half a dozen or less. Once you achieve even one of those goals, it's now a part of you, and you can then replace it with the next goal and so on. So your goal here is to learn how to be at 12 hertz without falling asleep, which is way more powerful than 14 hertz where you normally lose consciousness. Let's look at a sample movie in which you are slim or slimmer. And one of your goals is to give up chocolate cake. And your addiction is such that you have to have it every single day. You can insert your own bad food habit here. So imagine that you just happen to meet a friend, which you have not seen for a few months. And the friend says to you, wide-eyed, "You're so skinny, what happened?" Or, "You've lost weight." And then your friend says to you, "My place is close by, so let's go to my place, have a coffee, and catch up." You're sitting down having a cup of coffee or whatever, and your friend says to you, "By the way, I've just made some chocolate cake. Would you like some?" Normally, you would probably say, "Yes," or, "No thanks, I'm trying to give it up." However, that would be telling your subconscious computer that you can't give it up and makes your problem worse. Instead, in your movie you say, "No thank you, I don't eat chocolate cake." Three important points about that movie. Number one, in the meantime, you can continue to eat chocolate cake whenever you want. But in your movie, you don't eat chocolate cake. Number two, if you've been overweight most of your life, it will be nearly impossible for you to imagine yourself slim and at your ideal weight. And number three, put emotion into your movie. On the second point, in your movie, it might be better that your friend is saying, "You've lost some weight," because that is more believable and more in alignment with your present subconscious beliefs. Emotion. Emotion is like your superpower. So here is how you use that. Back in your movie, imagine how you would feel to hear your friend say, "Wow, you've lost weight," or whatever. In your movie, allow yourself to feel the joy of hearing that. Feel how it would feel and how you would feel about yourself to hear that. Here are the important elements which need to be in your movie. Number one, one element which confirms the fact that you have already lost a lot of weight. Number two, one element that you are walking on a regular basis. Number three, one element that you don't eat one or more foods. And number four, more importantly, one element that you are doing your daily meditations. So let's define your daily meditations. Every day, you spend some time at 12 hertz, upper alpha, and from there you run your movie. So how do you get there? That's easy. I have a training audio for you, and you'll also find the link to it in the resource section at the end of this book. I call it Nature Sounds, because that's all there is on the audio. sounds of nature, water running, ocean waves, etc. However, you must use stereo earphones or it will not work because the sounds in each ear are at a different frequency by a factor of 12 hertz. So your own mind creates the 12 hertz frequency. However, you will stay awake because your mind is focused on listening to the sounds, and as you listen to the sounds, imagine your body relaxing and letting go. That's all. The audio is 20 minutes long, and so it is a 20-minute timeout, and you will de-stress as a side effect. In that state, you will find yourself more peaceful, more creative, more aware, learn faster, etc., etc. However, remember that this is a training audio, and you don't want to be dependent on the audio, but rather the goal is to learn how to go to that frequency without the audio. So we need to anchor that 12 hertz frequency into your consciousness. And to accomplish that, we'll create a short movie. In this movie, I want you to remember yourself or imagine yourself being in a nice, peaceful place. For example, you could imagine yourself sitting in front of a campfire with a small group of people around you. And imagine yourself being in your body, experiencing that, seeing the flickering light of the campfire in the darkness, and feeling the heat from the fire, etc. Imagine it, create it. Create that movie in your mind ahead of time, and then when you listen to the nature sounds after 5 or 10 minutes, when you are feeling nicely relaxed, run that movie in your mind first, and do that every single time that you plug into the 12 hertz daily for at least 3 weeks. And twice a day is even better in the beginning. And what we are doing is anchoring that frequency of 12 hertz to that experience of being at the campfire. Now, the campfire movie is just an example. Feel free to use it or anything else that your heart desires, except do not use a beach scene because in my advanced training, we use a beach scene to anchor mid-theta, which is more powerful by an order of magnitude. And we don't want your subconscious mind to confuse the two frequencies. After 2 or 3 weeks, you want to practice going to 12 hertz without the nature sounds audio. And here's how you do it. Sit down comfortably, the same as always. Close your eyes and imagine your body relaxing for a moment only. And you can even imagine hearing the nature sounds if you wish. As you let go and relax, imagine yourself experiencing the campfire scene and just enjoy it. Again, the campfire scene is just an example, and you would run whatever movie you have chosen for yourself as the 12 hertz anchor. Our goal here is for you to develop the scale to go to 12 hertz quickly, and for the first few days, do not run any other movie whilst in that state, because the goal here is to anchor the 12 hertz frequency to that particular movie that you have created. Remember that this will not work for you by listening to the nature sounds from speakers. It has to be stereo earphones. For the first couple of days or so, I recommend that you listen to the nature sounds lying down, and if you doze off, that's totally okay. After the first couple of days and from now on, you will sit in a comfortable position, close your eyes, and relax, and imagine yourself at the campfire to use our example. You always begin with your version of the campfire movie, and after a few minutes of enjoying that campfire, just like in a Hollywood movie, you now switch scenes to, for example, you meet your friend and you go to his or her place, have a coffee, and after saying, "No thank you, I don't eat chocolate cake or whatever," you imagine your friend saying to you, "My God, girl, you look great. Tell me what you're doing. What diet are you on?" And you reply, "Well, I don't diet anymore. I meditate and walk every day. I eat only fruit till noon, and I'm not hungry after 8 p.m. What you are doing here is programming your new lifestyle into your subconscious mind, and remember to allow yourself to enjoy that movie and feel how it would feel to experience that success in your life. Learning how to go to a different state of mind is a skill which you'll have for the rest of your life. So go and download the Nature Sounds audio. And your first goal here is to anchor the 12 hertz frequency. And within a couple of weeks or so after that, you will be able to get into that 12 hertz state of mind within a couple of minutes. Run your movie and the whole process might only take 3 to 5 minutes. And then you can carry on with your day. This way, you can do a lot of reprogramming multiple times per day and achieve your goals faster and faster all the time as you evolve your being. As a bonus, you will go through your day with a lot less stress in your life, and everything works better without stress. Well, there you have it. That's chapter 6, the second chapter on the mind. And like I said, it's very important that if you haven't heard it already, just go to the chapter 3. You know, go back to all the radio shows right now. And it won't be there forever, by the way. All the radio shows are available on demand on my channel. And, you know, and here's the thing. The link to the download that Nature Sound is actually on the resource page of my book. And you can get the book on Amazon. The link is actually in the description here. And or you can go to my website at 123slim.org. And that will get you to my resource page. And there you'll find links to everything, and including the link to the including the link to my book on Amazon. Now, the thing is, look, the book is only is under $10. So really, this book, you know, if you go and read, you know, or I should say listen to all the chapters I've put up so far and all the rest of them, all of them, and or if you just go and get the book, okay, you can get the Kindle version, like I said, for under $10, and you'll really enjoy having the book in your possession because you'll use it as a reference point, and you will want to reread it many, many times. And in the resource page, you'll get the link directly to go and download the Nature Sounds. And this is the most important part. I mean, look, if you don't are not able to do that, you know, go back to chapter 3 and listen to that one carefully, and you'll understand what we talked about when you're falling asleep, the sleep technique, and how powerful it is. And you know, that's a technique that I taught my music students. Way back in the early 1980s, late 70s, and with the simple technique, you know, which didn't take any extra time out of their lives, they actually had fun with it, and you'll have fun with it. They were learning to play their music at 3 to 4 times the normal rate of speed, and we cleaned up in competition. You know, and I mentioned that in that other lesson, and actually we were out of Toronto, and we. Our first competition was with the American Guild of Music, which was held in Chicago that year, and we took 11 kids down to Chicago, and we came home with 23 trophies. So you see, it's a very, very powerful thing. And the whole idea and the reason that I wanted to play the second IntelliKey, which is the second one on the mind today, instead of the food, which was the previous chapter, which I'll do that next week, is because the holidays are coming, as I said earlier. And you see, I talked about, you know, people gain weight on the holidays. Well, here's how you don't gain weight on a holiday, okay? I remember one of my students this was a few years ago. And she was actually a school teacher. She was out of the Midwest in the U.S. I'm Canadian, living in Canada. And anyway, she took my training. And, you know, we have, you know, some support and all that kind of stuff. And then she finished. She had everything she needed from me. And then it was about this time of the year. Then Christmas was coming along. And she was a very skeptical person. But she said, oh, I paid for the course. I'm gonna follow what he's teaching me. And of course the weight came off, and then I got an email from her that the following January, and the email basically said, you know, things were all messed up. She the weather had been bad. She couldn't get her walking in. All kinds of stuff was happening because of the holidays, and of course then all the holiday food and so on and so forth. And here it was January, and you know what happens by January, right? And the final closing statement in her email was that, you know, and with all of that going on, I did not gain any weight. And she finished it up by saying, I continue to be amazed. And you will be amazed yourself when you begin to learn how simple it is for you to take charge of your mind, to take charge of your subconscious mind. Because according to scientists, we're only using between 3 to 4%, 3 to 5%, I should say, of your mind. Okay, and like I said, I'm fond of saying, you know what that means. Let me put that another way. If you are the smart one in the group of people you hang out with, you're only using 4 to 5% of your mind. And what about the other 95%? And that's what I've been training people how to do since 1972, 50 years now, half a century. And so, and this works with everybody because everybody has, you know, if you have a mind, it's going to work, okay? And it's learning how to use your imagination in a whole different way. And I talk about, you know, making the movie in your mind, and I explain that, you know, in more detail in chapter 3, actually, because, you know, it was only, you know, one of the two chapters, right? And so that was laying the foundation, so it's important that you listen to that one. And so here's what you do, is everything that I've talked about so far in chapter 3 and now in this chapter here is that you want to create the movie in your mind, okay? And in that movie, the important part of the movie is that in your movie, you're not trying to lose weight. In your movie, you already are slim. You're already losing weight. It's a done deal. And that's one of the very, very powerful things to do with your own mind is to, and when you want to manifest something in your life, whether it's losing weight or your soulmate or whatever it is that you want, is in the movie, in your mind, you have already achieved it, okay? And that's critical. And most, unfortunately, most coaches in the field of consciousness teach it the wrong way, and that's why it does not work for 95% of people. You know, it's like, you know, positive thinking. Doesn't work for 95% of people. Why? Because positive thinking will never work for you if what you are trying to be positive about is not consistent with the image you hold of yourself in your subconscious mind. That's the bottom line. That's how your mind works. Okay? And so the same thing with affirmations. You know, you can do all the affirmations you want, but if those affirmations are not consistent with the image you hold of yourself subconsciously, it ain't going to work for you. You see? So do it the right way. It's not hard. It's no harder. Just a little tweak to it. Do it a slightly different way. That's all. And so this is the whole idea. And so what you do is now you imagine yourself going through what you're going to do in the holidays, visiting with friends, going to parties, whatever you want, okay? Imagine yourself being in that situation over the holidays. And imagine yourself, the food is there, and you don't deprive yourself. That's the key here. No, you take a small plate, you know, and take a little bit of food. You don't fill up your plate. And then as you're eating, but spend most of your focus on interacting and having fun and enjoying the people you're with instead of enjoying the food. Yes, you'll enjoy the food, but you'll be able to eat in moderation if you set it up in your movie first that's the way it's going to happen. The way you set up your movie is the way it's going to happen. And that's why I wanted to cover this lesson today, because, you know, you need 2-3 weeks to make something firm in your subconscious mind. But that gives you plenty of time to go get the book, download the audio, because it's so much more powerful than what you're going to learn in Chapter 3. And again, the knowledge does not change. It just more power to it, big time. Okay, many working, like where you fall asleep is usually around 14 hertz. The audio in the nature sounds is 12 hertz. Just that 2 hertz difference is a huge difference in the power of your mind, in your ability to make changes in your life. And that's what it's all about. And there's no way, you will never, ever lose all of your extra weight and keep it off unless you change your lifestyle in your subconscious mind. I mean, that's why, how many times have you tried to, you struggle to stick to a healthier way of eating or a healthier lifestyle and getting more exercise or whatever? How many times have you struggled with that, with willpower, and eventually you go back to the old ways? Why? Simply because you are trying to make a conscious change for something that's in your subconscious mind, and that's why it doesn't work. You see? You have to make the change in the subconscious mind, and that's a fun thing to do. You make a movie, a fantasy, you know, and you experience that fantasy at those different states of consciousness. Now, if all you did was create the fantasy, it would remain nothing more than a fantasy, because you'd have to do it over and over again for many, like I say, many moons for it to take effect. Eventually, it would take effect and become a part of you. The more you repeat something in your mind, the more it seeps into your subconscious mind and becomes a part of you. The problem is that it takes way too long, and 99% of people give up long before they achieve the results. That's the reality. And so, you know, by doing it at those different states of consciousness, like in my advanced training, you know, I take it to another whole new level and teach you to function at mid-theta, And that's like 5.5 cycles. That's where you're normally in a really, really deep sleep, and you're going to learn how to be there and be fully awake. As a matter of fact, be more awake and aware than you are in your normal day-to-day state of mind. And that's the whole thing, and that's the key to everything. You go and create your movie. But those two, I mean, you want to, listen to all of the shows. And with the book, if you go to the book, even though you're maybe looking for it to get the Nature Sounds downloaded, look, the book is not very long. Like, the paperback is, I think, something like 80-some-odd pages, and on the Kindle it's like, I think, around 100 or something. So it's not a hard read. It's very simple. There is no fluff in the book. It's all powerful, powerful knowledge in every single chapter. Like I said, they're not long. So it's not a long read. But even if, though you've heard some of the chapters, don't skip the chapters. Go back and read the book. And read it from chapter one. Start with the introduction, because the introduction is actually, it's really like a mini chapter, really, because it really lays the foundation for where this whole thing is going. And so you start and sit back, relax, get rid of distractions, and just focus on what it is that I am trying to tell you. Okay? Look, if you've been struggling with your life, look, you need to get serious about your life, about your weight, and you need to make up your mind you're going to take charge. And you do that by taking charge of your mind. Nothing else is going to work for you. I mean, look. Look at the times you tried to lose weight. Sure, you can go on any starvation diet. Doesn't matter which one, you know. Yeah, if you starve yourself, you'll lose some weight. You know, like I've seen big blown-up pictures when I was in Europe, actually. I saw some pictures. I visited a place that had been a concentration camp. They had big blown-up pictures and so on of the prisoners in the concentration camp during the Nazi regime. And you know what? There was not one fat person there. You see? So it's a matter of controlling your lifestyle. There it was controlled for them. You only got so much food, you see? But the biggest problem really in, one of the top three biggest problems in obesity, and it might even be the top one, it's hard to tell, you know, is malnutrition. And so you see, my whole focus is instead of trying to deprive yourself and starve yourself and have even less nutrition than before, I mean, look how crazy the diets are. You know, if one of the biggest problems in obesity is malnutrition, then they put you in a diet so you get even less nutrition. And then you wonder why you mess up your metabolism. Look, this is common sense. This is your body. You know, it's the only body you're going to have during this journey on this planet. And you can't trade it in. It's not like a car. You can't trade it in. And so you say, look, how long do you want to live? There was a study that was done. This was done decades ago. And they, I don't recall who did the study. That was, like I said, it was quite a few years ago. But I remember the results of the survey. But they found that it was a study. I should say a survey. It was a study they did scientifically. And they found that people who were obese and who smoked, on average, lived 14 years less. So if you're smoking and your BMI is overthrowing away 14 years of your life, imagine if this was your last day today and you realize, you know, I could have had another 14 years instead of dying today. I mean, you know, I mean, that alone, that you're going to enjoy the journey because you're feeling better, you're healthier, you got more energy, and so on and so forth. And so it makes you way more motivated to live your life on a whole different level. And so this is the important thing for today. Like I said, I'm not going to talk anymore, but if you want to call in, 563-999-3004, that's the number to call in. And I don't know if I'm going to do these shows in the new year. I may just cancel them all, but I do have my websites and so on. So if you go to 123slim.org, and like I said, the link to the book and also on Amazon and to my resource page is in the description below the show here for this show. And, you know, it's a matter of taking charge of your life. And, I mean, you know, it's like on average, statistically, in the U.S., for example, I always use the U.S. for statistics because you know, it's 10 times bigger than Canada, and so that's more accurate. And, you know, like in the U.S., for example, somewhere around 75 to 80% of the total population is overweight, and 40 to 41% are obese. And so there's something wrong with that picture. And people spend, in the U.S., on average, when they're on a weight loss program, they spend an average of $529 per month. That's the average. Okay, and the failure rate is 95%. See, the system is rigged. It's totally rigged, you know? I mean, do you think that the weight loss clinics don't realize that, you know, the diet they put you on, you know, is going to slow your metabolism? Of course they know that. But they know that you're going to gain it all back, and then some, you have to go back next year, give them some more money. That's the game. Back in 2021, actually, Americans spent 72-point-something billion dollars for weight control. Think about that. 72, I think it was 72.6, but don't quote me on the point, okay, but it was 72-point-something billion with a failure rate of 95%. So when you're looking at it from that perspective, and I'm telling you, look, if you follow the simple techniques in my book, you won't need them anymore, ever. And you won't need the fitness experts either, because they don't know about fat burning. All they've studied, you know, and I explained that in some of my, the show that I did, I think that was the one last week, where I explained when I interviewed over 24 fitness experts and found out that I always ask them the same question. And my question was, you know, when you went to school to become a qualified fitness instructor, did they teach you the difference between fat-burning exercise and sugar-burning exercise? And the most common reaction to that question was a blank stare. It was actually 26 that I interviewed altogether in the Toronto and surrounding cities. And there was not one single one out of 26 had a clue what I was even talking about, you know? And that's the reality. So you got to stop buying into all the lies. Do the right thing. Take care of your body. It's the only one you've got, you know? Like all these hard exercises, the weightlifting, the exercise machines, the running, the jogging, it all burns mostly sugar and practically no fat. I mean, look, it's a common thing for someone to go to the gym for a week, work their butts off, after a week get on the scale and they've gained a pound and a half. Why? Because you put on some muscle mass, which has weight. A muscle cell weighs more than a fat cell. And yet that muscle that you put on does not burn any fat. So you're gaining weight. You know, doesn't make sense, you see. So if you've been struggling, take it easy. You know, in my style of walking, there's about a dozen secrets altogether. And throughout my book, I reveal, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 of them. I forget how many, because it has to build one upon the other, you know. And, you know, that's not the whole idea, is that in my training on how to walk, which is the only exercise I recommend, is you will never, ever get out of breath. Because if you're getting out of breath, you're burning sugar. So, I mean, these are things that nobody else tells you. Oh, go for the burn, you know. And here's your yardstick. Here's how you tell if you were burning sugar during your workout. Let's suppose that you go on today and you have a really heavy-duty workout. Are you sore the next day? If you're sore the next day, you are burning sugar in your workout and not fat. If you're not sore, you should be stiff. That's new muscle going on. You feel stiff, but no pain, no sore, you see. And that's one of the big secrets that nobody else will tell you, you know. And so, because, hey, they want you to keep coming back, you know. You know, the weight loss market globally is approaching $300 billion a year with a 95% failure rate. What a money machine, you know. So those are your realities, you know. And it's up to you to take charge. Like I can show you how to do it. I can't do it for you, but I can show you how to take charge of your life. And that's the whole thing. And it's not hard, you know. And I've been coaching people. My main passion in life since 1955, the summer that I turned 14, since that time, my main passion in life has been the human mind and consciousness. And I've been coaching since 1972. So this is the whole thing. And like I say, I didn't try to reinvent the wheel. I've had many great teachers in my life. And what I've done is I've taken the essence of many systems that blend together without all the stuff that goes around it, without belief systems. You don't have to adopt a new belief system or a new religion to practice what I teach, okay? It's really, really simple, and that's how it works. So anyway, so I hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll keep it short today. Excuse me. And anyway, next week, we'll go back and pick up the other chapter that we had missed, chapter 5, which is on food. And on that note, I will say au revoir.